Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Liberty Online. For those I haven't met yet, my name is Fiona.
And I'm John.
And we are delighted that here in a week of incredible turmoil in our nation, we are able to gather together as Christians have been doing throughout the centuries and are doing this morning throughout this world to worship our amazing God who created the heavens and the earth, who sustains the heavens and the earth and is continuing to do so.
Yes.
Well, as we mentioned, this has been quite a week for our nation. I think things have moved so fast. We're in a situation that at the beginning of this month, I don't think any of us predicted.
No way.
We've had so many changes to life. Yeah. And I think probably the biggest one for most of us is the restriction to our movement. The fact that, well, we're working from home now, a lot of us, unless we're in emergency jobs. Or we're only allowed to go outside once a day for exercise. It's quite a lot of restrictions on our daily lives. So we're just going to chat through really some of the implications of that and how it feels in the situation that we're in. Yeah. So, John, how has this week and the fact that we're so restricted in our movement affected you?
Well, I think like everybody, just being inside a lot of the time, being very conscious of social distancing. But I'm making a point, and I hope everybody else is too, of getting our exercise as much as you're able to and taking that opportunity to get outside. And last week I had an opportunity to go for a run and use my exercise to go for a run in the park. And while I was in the park, people were socially distancing. They were doing really well. People were smiling. I don't know what it is, but people were smiling and they were saying hello from a 2 meter distance. It was lovely. And what I'm aware of, actually, one of the things that I'm really aware of is the fact that Though we see a lot of selfishness and we see people acting selfishly at this time, there is also an incredible generosity from people. Generosity in their response to people, in how we look after each other, in community spirit, in people volunteering. Yeah. And it's that I think is just lovely to see. It's just great to see that happening. But so I was running. And on the way back from my run, however, I was running down a street, right in the middle of the street, because it was a very quiet street, as you imagine. And there was a lady coming the other way. She was also in the middle of the street. She was walking. But as soon as she saw me, she moved right over to the side of the road. She walked into the side of the pavement, and she put a scarf over her mouth. Now, I know that we are supposed to socially distance. And that's great to protect ourselves and protect others. And she was doing the right thing. I'm not sure if the scarf made any difference. It might have made her feel better. But But I had this irrational reaction to it that made me feel I'm unclean. That she was looking at me and judging me and saying, he's unclean. She covered her mouth and she moved away. And I had this irrational reaction of just being unclean in the middle. Now, I had been running for a while, so I was pretty sweaty.
You just get sweaty.
I was pretty sweaty. It could have been simply thinking, oh my goodness, they're keeping well away from me. But I felt it was something more than that. I felt judged and I felt unclean about that. So, that was interesting to experience that.
And actually, I had a similar experience in the park when I was walking Fergus the other day. I stopped to take a photograph of something and a mum was coming down with her two young boys and she pulled them quite away from Fergus and I. And it did make me feel instantly, oh, there's something wrong with me. I'm unacceptable. This woman is protecting her children.
It's quite a horrible
from
feeling.
Me. Yeah, it was. But I was sort of struck that for some of us, that's a new feeling that we're not used to that. But yet throughout our world, there are people who are living with that sense all the time. We have a huge refugee problem. So many people who are no longer able to live in their own homes and yet they're not being welcomed by other countries. They're being shunned. So there are millions of people around our world already living with that as their daily reality.
And that is the truth. It's something which we are sheltered from the majority of the time. But it's not a new thing. And I was reading the Bible this week and we see stories of that same thing happening in Jesus' time. And what I wanted to do this morning is have a look at one of those stories. In the Bible's got four accounts of Jesus' life, and many people will be familiar with these. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, named after the writers of these accounts. And they're accounts of Jesus' life and his life on earth, his death, and his rising again. And if you've never read the Bible, this is a great place to start to read one of these. I'm reading from Luke's Gospel, Luke's account of Jesus' life this morning. And Luke's is a great one. It's very easily written. It's good to understand. If you've got a Bible at home, maybe then this is an opportunity during this time to sit down and read through Luke's Gospel. Maybe you've never done that before, or any of the Gospels. Or to go online, you'll find lots of resources online where you can read the Bible online. If anybody's interested and are looking a bit, they'd just like some help with that, then please email us at the office and we'd be delighted to help you and point you in the right direction, that you too could read some of the Bible with us together. So I'm reading from Luke's Gospel this morning, and it's in chapter 5. Now, at this time, it's fairly early on in Jesus' ministry. He is teaching, going around villages and towns, and he's teaching, and he's healing the sick. So he's doing some fairly remarkable things, and he's drawing quite a crowd. He's quite a celebrity. He's got followers, people who are going with him. And this is in chapter 5, and it says, "While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy." Now, leprosy was, in those days, a death sentence for anybody. To have leprosy, this skin disease, which affected your whole body, was to be called unclean. You were literally unclean in those days. And that meant in that society that you leave your home, you would leave your family, you'd leave your friends, you'd leave everything that you knew of society, and you'd become an outcast. You'd be pushed out of community. You'd be living on your own. It's horrible. It was a death sentence for anybody, and it was a death sentence alone. So a horrible thing. So Jesus comes into this town, and you can imagine Jesus probably got followers, and crowds are coming to him. And suddenly there's this man with leprosy, and you can imagine the reaction of the people around about it. They'd be moving away. They'd be putting scarves and anything over their mouths and saying, "Don't go near this man." This poor man, who would probably be dressed in rags and covering his whole body, comes to Jesus, and he says, when he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground. And I'm just really struck with that this sense of this man who was, he realized what condition he was in. He knew he was unclean and he was rejected. And all he could do is, like, he wanted to hide himself. He wanted to be there, but he wanted to hide his whole face and everything from Jesus because out of shame or whatever it was. But he begged Jesus, he begged him, he said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." And in those words, in that statement, I see great faith, first of all. I see a man coming with faith. He recognizes something in Jesus. He calls him Lord, so he recognizes this is a man, he's a great teacher, he has some authority, he's obviously heard of Jesus. "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." There's faith there. He recognizes, "Jesus, you could do it. If you are willing." And I think in those words, "if you're willing," there's a sense of, but look at me. Why would anybody want to even go near me? Nobody has. Maybe for a very long time, I've been an outcast. Why would you, Jesus, want even to look at me? So how does Jesus react to this? Everybody else would move away, but Jesus does something quite different, radical, shocking. It says that Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. Now, you didn't do that. Nobody would ever touch. Everybody would move away. At very least, to touch someone who had leprosy, you would be, in those days, ceremonially unclean. So you would have to stay outside. You would be removed from society for a while until you were clean. At the worst, you would catch whatever this person has, and you too would become leprous. But Jesus does the exact opposite of what everybody. I can just imagine the crowd shocked. Absolutely shocked. This man, a teacher, a great, who'd already been called Lord, reaches out and touches this man. And then he says these words. I just think they're words of great kindness. He says, "I am willing. I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Can you imagine? This man is just immediately healed. Something suddenly changes. This man who's cowering down, who can't even look at Jesus, stands up. He's been touched by Jesus. He's maybe not been touched in years by anybody. He's maybe not had experienced any physical touch. And suddenly Jesus is there. He touches him, maybe lays a hand on his head and says, "Be clean." And his whole life changes. Everything about him changes. I can imagine leaping up and taking off his clothes and looking at his skin and jumping up and down. I can imagine him giving Jesus a hug. I can imagine joy and celebration at this time. This man's life has changed. And Jesus then says to him, then Jesus ordered him, don't tell anyone. Don't make big news of this, but go. Show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. So he says, go to the priest, who would act like a doctor in those days. Go and get your certificate of health. Go and get your clean bill of health. You can go back to your family. You can go back to your friends. You can go back to your society. You are free. What a great thing to happen. And just a remarkable story. A man who was cut off from everything and everyone encounters Jesus. He meets Jesus, and Jesus responds to his cry for help. He reaches out and touches him. And he restores this man. He restores not only his health, but his life. We've already talked about the fact that we face a situation at the moment none of us could have ever expected. Even a few months ago, we wouldn't have dreamed that we would be here at the moment. And the world over, people are staying apart. People are socially distancing. And of course, we are incredibly grateful for social media at this time.
Yeah.
We're grateful that we can meet up and do these things and see each other. But it's obviously very different from touching each other, being in close proximity to people. It's different from that sense of physical touch. And you realize just how much we need it. And I realize there'll be people even watching today who are completely cut off, who have no physical touch and nobody there for them. And you realize how important it is for a handshake, a hand on the shoulder, a hug. I look forward to the day when we can do that again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But at this time, I just want to remind us of God's love for us all, that God is there for us all, that no matter what else is going on, that there's a God who holds us and touches our lives, bringing healing and strength and comfort at this time. I want to encourage us all that whether you have faith this morning or whether you're watching and you have no faith at all in Jesus, I want to say to you that God knows you and God loves you. And he's reaching out to every one of us. You know, when Jesus came 2,000 years ago and walked this earth, it was God saying, I am with you. I've not forgotten you. I am with you. Jesus touched so many lives when he walked this earth. We know that he went to the cross, which is what we celebrate at Easter, coming up in a couple of weeks' time. He died on that cross, but we also believe that he rose again and that he lives today and that by his Spirit, he is with us, reaching out to us still with an incredible love and incredible grace. And if we will allow him, he reaches out to us and he touches our lives. I realize that there may be some watching today that maybe feel a little bit like that leper. That person with leprosy. Maybe you feel unclean. Maybe you think to yourself, I can't even lift my head to God. There's no way I could approach. It's okay for other people. But the things that I've done in my life or the things that have been done to me, the thought things that have caused me great pain, why would God ever be interested in me? And I just want to say this morning that if you're in that place, there is a God who is waiting for you to come to him. And maybe to utter those words, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And maybe today just to sense, to know that touch of God in our lives and hear Jesus' voice, those kind words that says, I am willing, be clean, to set you free from the past and to live. But in these days that we would all know, days of socially distancing, that our God did ever, never distances himself. That he comes towards us, he reaches out. And if we just say, are you willing, God? That his response will always be, yes, yes, that our God is right with us this morning. We're just going to pray now. And wherever you are and whatever situation you find yourself in this morning, we're just going to pray and come before this God who is with us, who touches our lives, who is willing. And who is the one who makes us clean?
Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you are not a distant God,
yes,
but you chose to come and live among your creation.
Yes.
Thank you for the way you touched those afflicted by disease and shunned by society 2,000 years ago and continue to do so today.
Yes, God.
Come, Lord Jesus, and touch each of us today. We need your love, your healing, your forgiveness, your touch. Amen.
Amen.